Hello?
Oh, hi, Julio. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Well, yes, it's changed, but also I would like to skip like 1 or 2 months because right now things are not doing well. Too much rain and I'm stuck with work and I would like to wait for like 2 months. Then if you guys can still keep that one so I can just pay after. You
So
tell me
the
what your
problem
options
is,
are.
Julio, is that in your terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 5th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to put it on that hold. So we could do what's called a seasonal hold, where we stop your billing for a few months, but we can't do that with a past due balance. So here's what I would suggest. You're saying it's rainy right now and it's slow and you probably don't need this for the next couple months, right?
I would say like 2 months, and it's not just because we don't have enough money right now. We're trying to save as much as we can.
Okay. So here's a suggestion. Your program includes $100 worth of Google Ads. If I take those off, it will lower your subscription to $168 monthly. And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google, you're still on the first page of Bing, the website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized. Okay, so a lot of people will go to that package if they hit a tight spot because you could always call back and put those ads on later if you wanted to. Now, with that being said, I also want to let you know that once I collect the past due amount, I could then do the seasonal hold. So for instance, we could take the January payment and reduce it to 168, and then we could put you on pause for February and March and have you reinstate again in April. That way you're not paying for it during months that you're not using it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fine. So how much have you?
It would be just 168 today if I take those ads off.
Okay, let's go ahead and process that payment. I can provide you with a new card.
Okay,
Just
so
give
let me just
me
make the adjustment.
a minute. I'm gonna get
No
there.
problem. Okay, I'm ready for the card when you are, so take your time finding it.
So it's gonna be paid with a credit card. Is that okay?
Yep, that's okay. Is it still the 259 North 34th Street for the billing address?
Oh, no. You know what? You can also update my address. It's a new address.
Perfect. Okay, so go ahead with the billing address when you're ready.
6267 Running Springs Road in
Got
San
it.
Jose.
And the
Zip
zip?
code is 95135.
95135. Okay, and then the card number?
Is 3716 9708 06 010002.
Got it. Okay, and then expiration?
12/27.
And the 4-digit code on the front.
That's 506. You mean the back, right?
Well, usually on an American Express, it's a four
Oh
digits
yes,
on the front.
it's a code in the front, yes.
Yes.
So
So
you
what
want the
is it?
code in the front?
Yes, please.
0756.
Yeah, American Express is the only one that does it that way, so it gets confusing.
Yeah.
So, but okay, so let me get your authorization, and then I'll put you on a seasonal hold. Now, we're going to set it up to reinstate on April 5th, but if you decide that things pick up and you want to reinstate it sooner, just feel free to give us a call, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, and I got the green light for you, Julio, so thank you for updating that, and have a really nice rest of your week, too.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.